Blog Talk Radio.
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J holds the title. When I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock and Samore and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. And guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day, yeah. It is hump day after dust, man. You know how we do it. Every Wednesday here on the show, we bring you the hump day after dust edition. That's where we go in, and it gets real interesting. I'll tell you that way. every week, we bring you on the show, we bring you the all music hour. That's where we play music by different artists who are in sync with dustspot.com. We play that music. And that's how we play music all for the first hour. Then, second hour is where we bring you some news, some interviews, a little bit of everything. So, definitely, you want to check it out. And today's show is no different. We got a very special guest. That is my girl, Valerie Anderson, who is the co-founder and COO of Notoriously Naughty. So, we'll be talking to her how they're becoming, what inspired the company in the first place, how they become one of the premier entertainment sources in Cali, and of course, what she helped inspire the Naughty Moments of the Week segment. So I can't wait. Today, you know, our sponsors are Audible.com. You can go to Audible.com by simply going to Audible Trial. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. And you go there, you get a free 30-day trial. Free 30-day trial, and you get a free audiobook with that, too. So go check out audible.com. It is beautiful. It's a place where you can get over 150,000 titles of many different genres. You know, if you want to read a book and get into some real ratchet stories, that's definitely a place you can go. And not just read it, but hear the stories. That's the beautiful part about Audible. And especially if you're a person to go like me, you got to have things like that in place. And, of course, our other sponsor is Notoriously Naughty. Notoriously Naughty, all of which, of course, that will be the person who's also going to be coming to the show today. He's part of Notoriously Naughty, so it's even more beautiful. And we'll be talking to them as far as, you know, like we told you, what you're going to be coming through, talking to us about, and Naughty Moments of the Week. So, first hour of the show is being brought to you by Audible.com, and we're going to go ahead and start off with our first track of the day. This is a brand new track that got submitted to us, brand new artist on dustspot.com, showing some love all the way from the UK. Shout out to the UK, man. We got a lot of love. We also got a lot of love from Europe, man. Shout out to Europe, everybody's rocking with us. This is Getaway by Martin Carr. Check it out. I love it. It's a nice dance track. We will mix and fuse a little R&B so you get everything in one track. So listen to it. I loved it when I first heard it. Let's go.
It's not hard to see. Life's running away, away with me. I'm caught up in a maze. Feeling all alone on those rainy days. There's nowhere to run, I got nowhere to hide, yeah, yeah. girl, I wanna tell you how I'm feeling inside. Inside, yeah. It's not right that I wanna spend the night, but I'm fighting all these feelings inside. Inside, the only thing that I need right now is for a better day. I wanna get away.
That was Get Away by Martin Carr, man, because of Martin Carr. Nice track, man. Feeling it, man. Very great way to kick off our music hour. We're going to go ahead and go into the next track. And that is by my boy Nathan Astrid. I've heard it before. He was on the show before, chopping up with him. Hilarious. This is Lonely Street, and we'll be back at the Lonely Street. We'll be right back. That was Nathan Asher, Lonely Street, right here on Life at Dusk Live, the All Music Hour on Hump Day After Dusk Wednesdays, brought to you by Notoriously Naughty and Audible.com. This next track is by my boy, A.V. the Great. Y'all got a chance to hear me debut it on the Monday show, but we're going to go ahead and play it again in the mix. And this track, like I said, I love it so much because I got a chance to hear it live and performed. It made me love the track so much. So here's a track off his poetry album. This is some boy A.V. the Great. Cool. We'll be back.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw feet, charge me with ass. Yeah, young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I've died for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you tryna be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Thank you.
full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, and nigga motherfucker street cred. I ain't about to prove shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, Conan, hit big Roseanne. Nigga hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At your funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes, but I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different. Cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, we're going to the next track. This is by my boy Chris Law. This is All I Need. And again, that was my boy A.V. the Great. That is track cool. We're going into All I Need. Right now here on Life That Does Live.
Twan Beatmaker, the hitmaker.
Hey, little baby. Hey,
little baby.
I don't really need nobody else. All I need is you.
Chris L-A-W. All I need is someone who gon' ride for me. All I need is someone who gets fly with me. All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is worth my while. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you. All I need, girl, girl, all I need is you.
My main chick that I fuck with, she gon' ride for me, so I'm stuck with. She ain't like these hoes, so ain't worth shit.
Nah,
they ain't worth shit. She do what she say, she gon' back it up. She don't talk shit just to be adding up. She bad fuck with a nice body with a big butt, and I like that. She super fly, we get super fly. We get fucked up, we super hot. We make great cover, so we super fly. And get mad, so we wait for five.
All I need is someone who can make me smile. All I need is someone who is from my world.
All right, everybody. That was on board Chris Love, All I Need, right here on Life That Does Live. And we'll keep it going. We got my boy Gritty Man Hand. And this is I Want This, I Want That. I Want This, I Want That.
Niggas get money and forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me, shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. This BB, you understand me? I'ma step in the light, tell them about sex. Hey, got the boo behind me. Hey, yeah, man. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that.
When I blow, I won't be, I won't stay.
Yeah. Team moving. That was by my boy Gritty Man Hand, and that was a track, I Want This, I Want That. We'll go ahead and go into the next track. This is by my boy Jono, and this is his track, Dance Party, in which the video for it is amazing. Yes, it is. Y'all got to check it out. All right, let's get into it. Jono, Dance Party.
I've been feeling all the tall work, fitting up here off, I'ma go and buy a hammock. Yeah. Come on by your bitch, tell her go make me a sandwich. Yeah. Eat my lunch, hit your bitch, hit the booth and do damage. Right. They can't understand it.
What?
Why team Rogan? Doggy, that's bogus. These boulders is bogus. Burn it down, blunt, I wanna give them my roses. They take my DNA and they take this up with my mojo. The open of the clothes of the designated editor. Take your kick, catch your kick, I got two kickers. Broke your kick down, look, I'll jump your sister. My little pack, me who was up is all in her tits. You talk fake shit for a little two pence a win. Took two steps and there go two pences in. Flip the rim flames with every flip of my town. How you wanna get dead, McGrath or well done? I know I raw son. Real fucking sweaty. Tongue twisting like Bobby, falling like Whitney. No, fuck that Britney, might shave my dreads off. Coming off the top, shit might take my head off. Bust that lid off, you hear how your gun sound. That's like me in the booth when I'm getting down. Stand a point, mass at your ears, heavy getting down. Rules pick you up like, how the fuck you sit it down?
I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la 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 la. I've been feeling like I'm gonna make the millions that I always fantasize about and live like la la la.
Shit I dreamed about as a kid as an arms reach. So I work wizardry in the booth open songs reach. Every fucking corner, nook and cranny of the globe. Saturate the market, have it dripping down your load. Cause I'm sick of the nose. You can't, you won't. I just answer, make that them blow their fist full of smoke. Jump off a bridge, hope you land on a boat. Break up your spine, force the love as a circle. Mr. No Condom, rap team nympho. Eating up the mic while fondling my pickle. Hip hop pipple, no starving artist. Just a greedy motherfucker that's gonna eat regardless. Load me in your cartridge. Take a sip of courage juice. Ride by your enemy and let loose. Audible, and a sea dog, I give you the juice. Every album like a bird, I'm about to give you a deuce. Fuck screaming, I'm the best, I'm gonna give you the proof. When I'm spitting, it's like gems dripping off a gold tooth. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Can't shimmer around like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh. Shit. Flip my wrist and scribble scriptures, I'm not a rapper. Profile penmanship, they caught up in my rapture. Can't shimmer around like a Twilight actress. Watching fans overdose like, damn, I did that, bruh.
All right, we're going to keep it moving, man. That was Dance Party by Jono. right here on Life and Dust Live. I'm going to keep it moving to the next track. This next track is going to be I'm a Girl Red Shades. And this is a track. Let's go with Real Definition of Life, man. Fill on that one. Let's go.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and bothered and scorned by your love till I know.
Many definitions of the good life. Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you hear a new call, your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying. Some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words and it's making you smile. Growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying.
Keep it moving. Go to the next track. It's my girl, Red Shades. Real Definition of Life. This next track is by my girl, Queen. Featuring Little Olders of These Streets. Let's keep it moving.
Queen, I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real. Bang, bang, yeah, that's on the G. But all we wanna see
Loving me isn't part of the game. Replied that it's a shame. It stresses he understands. gotta blame it on my pheromones. Normally they're contained. If you think you catch your feelings, I hope you keep them restrained. I ain't for the single life. I ain't looking for me. It may give it to your brain.
Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option. If you will learn, I might see, baby, I'm making quiet. If you think in the night, and if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. No, pretty be a cologne cheek. I can say you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind. Guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yeah, rather would be a lover. So what's the stubborn? Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option. If you're pulling out my city, baby, I may inquire. If you're spending the night, and if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Baby, I could lie. She's blue, Nikki. I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind. Guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, but yeah, rather would. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option. If you pull on a mic, see, baby, I may inquire. If you spend the night, and if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Baby, I can learn. She's really key. I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind. Guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, be your rather would be your lover. So let's discover who thinks twice when you're living your life. Open to every option if he's willing to mic. See, baby, make it fly if you spend the night. Sure, and if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Miss Pretty, be a color on cheeks. Blue, he up and say you don't do this all the time. Baby, I'll change your mind. Guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be your wife, I'd rather would be your lover. So let's discover.
All right, this next track is by my girl T. Hullaby. This is Breakup.
I just want to know one thing.
I gotta know what to do, baby.
Thank you.
know what to do, baby.
All right, that was my girl T Hubby Breakup. This next track is with my boy, That Guy TK. This is She a Deuce. We'll be back after this track. Let's go.
That Guy TK. NBA. Okay. Woo, woo. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her the deuce, said I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, said I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, cause one man's trash is another man's treasure, and one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, you a deuce. I'm sorry, I ain't tryna be rude. The devil is a lie, girl, I gotta tell the truth. She saying that we mean we NBA, girl, we rude. Face like that, can't even drop the top on the coupe. Hair and nails dead, we need help, girl, you need glue. Terrio armpit, smeller, you say ew. Instagram sexy, Instagram flexing. Restitution in the club, yelling, go Big Lexi. Slid me her number, but no, I won't be texting. Look at you, now look at me. Back at you, you still ain't cute. If you was Mountain Dew, wouldn't do the do. Saying that you NBA, you ain't with the crew. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her the deuce, said I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, said I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, cause one man's trash is another man's treasure, and one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, she a deuce, a zero, Captain Save-A-Ho, yeah you. A hero, Katrina, she a deuce, cause she all about the narrow. I don't want no easy buckets, nah, I don't want a free throw. Want the 3-ball hair and nails, did everything designer shit. Got her own money, I'm a sponsor, give her sponsorship. Track money, 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 never run out of it. No, you ain't ugly, baby girl, it's your attitude. On a scale of 1 to 10, send you to the mother dude. No, I ain't a fuck nigga, baby, I don't fuck with you. Well, a lot, I am a truck that only on April Fools. I know your rate won't go up just cause you love the crew. NBA, we the crew. On a scale of 1 to 10, she probably a 2. When you see it, don't hug her. Just throw her the deuce, said I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce, said I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce. Cause one man's trash is another man's treasure, and one man's pain is another man's pleasure. With that being said, we ain't meant to be together. I'm sorry, but shawty you a deuce. Cause she got a little bit purse, but ain't no money in it. She still stay with her mom, but swear she independent. Why you flexing, girl? You ain't about it. You a deuce, girl, I got a shout it. All that shit you talking, and you still a deuce. All that megaphone, girl, you still a deuce. All that shit you talking, girl, you still a deuce. All that megaphone, girl, you still a deuce. Try.
All right, that was that guy TK with She a Deuce. You're going to keep it going, my boy. 2D, hit me on my Facebook.
Howard. You looking for me, son? You can just hit me on my Facebook. Don't need no paper bag, no sleep, 3-ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPad. Bag loose, 3-ring notebook. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me. Yeah,
Don't need no paperback, loose leaf, three ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod Touch, yeah. BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. I got a gang of friends, and yeah, I know them all. Watch me throw a paper party at the liquor store. Now let me check my status. No posting on my wall. Cause even haters got a Facebook. Fuck them all. Got proof. If you real and you hit me up, son, you win. But the realest thing about it is I'm too deep in. 1-800 got a new plug, so I'm plugging in. Clock pants, got my back rowing super friends. Forward slash, I'm too deep, one word. Just posted a new video, got that below. I heard this phone got a button now. That's crazy, who posted now? Click the like app, cause I'm out here. Don't need no paperback, loose leaf, three ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. Hit me on my Facebook. Don't need no paperback, loose leaf, three ring, no book. Bitch, I'm going green. Hit me on my Facebook. iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone. My screen done went blank for the 8-ball bus, bitch, money in the bank. Link it up to reverse, switch 9, millimeter, make a beeper to my swag. So lie, because I kill it. Says I got a UC clicked off this phone, no signal. Hold up, I can't get my Facebook, no signal. Who luck is that it's late? Facebook, I'm coming. My life's so primitive, you'll find a tree and get I need a paper bag of loose. Going green, hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone, hit me on my Facebook, I need a paperback, loose leaf, three ring, notebook, bitch, I'm going green, hit me on my Facebook, iPad, Android, iPod, touch me, BlackBerry, iPhone, hit me on my Facebook.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and close it. After all music hour, something really hot. What should we do? What should we do? What should we do, baby? All right, so I'm thinking, man, I think we're going to go this route. Should we go this route? Or 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 should we go this route? I'm thinking, spin the magical wheel, so many choices of ways to go. So many. I'm going to go, excuse me, my final choice is going to be Loud Boys, Touch My Soul.
never, never come. However, if it does, then I do. I eat forbidden fruit just to get you to the moon. I jump over brooms just to get my heart to you. Love turned me to a fool, but it's cool. Spread my wings out my cocoon. Fly my soul straight out to you and set me free. As happy as can be, you and me. We can start a family. Watch my seeds grow in the trees. Build a house upon the beach. You and me.
Alright, I'm going to give y'all one more bonus song before we get started. Give me crack-a-lackin'. Alright, this last track before we start off the next hour. This is Kawana Jackson coming out. Let's get it.
Building when I'm walking, spotlight is on me, and I ain't
In the river, black, we're black. And that was all music I was right here on. Life That Does Live, your boy, Sonny J, in the building, always coming through. Second hour with me, rocking me, my co-hosts with the most is my girl, T. Marie V. What's up? You know, you sound so down. You sound like you lost your cat.
Oh, no, my aunt's just waking up.
Ah, okay, okay. You got that. I'm just waking up, fever. Oh, man. It was a rough day, me too. Plus, I was eating some good. I was eating some of them Italian sausages. You know, you know how they do at the fair? They put the little peppers on them and stuff. Yeah, it was like that. MS almost gave me the eyes. I'm like, oh, I got to make it to the show. What is it? My stomach tastes so good.
That sounds nasty, Teddy Black Teacher, though.
Oh, no, it's not. I got to send you a picture of it. So you can say, oh, that's what he's talking about. No, it's good. Like a little brat, I guess like the bratwurst. You know like the little bratwurst they sell like at like Oktoberfest and stuff like that. And they always have like sauteed bell peppers and yellow peppers and stuff to the little sauce they pour onto it. Yes, that. But, man, all music hour was pretty hot, man. I was up business playing A, B, C in the chat room and C. Man, second hour, man, we got coming up for the second hour. We got special guest, Valerie Anderson of Taurus Unati coming through. Can't wait to chop it up with her. And her birthday was yesterday, so we'll be wishing her a late happy birthday. And she has a birthday party exclusively for the ladies to come check out. So we'll be talking about that as well. And a lot more other things. First off, T, any exciting news you want to talk about or any hot messages?
No, I just need everybody to thank God it's the wrong switch. I need everybody to top the Texas Wild Wheels and Hills calendar with me this June. They can hit me up to purchase one. Or I posted a link on my website. If I haven't posted one on my social site, I'll be posting one for sure. So that's pretty much what I got going on. I don't have no events to host this weekend or nothing like that. So I do have a photo shoot, but that's, you know, trying to get the magazine together.
Okay, okay. All right, we'll be on the lookout for that. Oh, man, shoot, I know me. I know the usual, man. Is it today? And also, let me remind you all out there, too. Today is Wednesday, so if you have any naughty moments of the week, send them in. We will talk about them on the show. You don't have to actually say it yourself. You know, some people get nervous. They don't want to say them and call in and to say them. So you can send them in, and you can have yourself anonymous, and we'll read them on behalf of you. We'll just say the area you're from, and that's it. So don't be shy. Share your moments of the week, 90 moments of the week, and we'll talk about them on behalf of you. Because last one, we had some really good ones. So I'm gonna continue going. If y'all were going in with them last week, and I enjoyed them so much. So, yes, send them in. Send them in.
Yeah.
Now, I know, I'll tell you what I thought I think is a hot mess right now. This is like hitting, I mean, this is like one of the big things, of course, that's going to keep going on, is Lil Boosie. And
oh, my baby daddy,
out,
what about
the hot mess?
Daddy?
Huh?
Oh, he's coming home next month, supposed to be. Oh, what you
yes, he was supposed to be out last
crazy.
Week. He was supposed to be out this
I
past
know
weekend.
Was.
Let me tell you what the hot mess is. I need people to, you know, just be quiet and wait till he's out. Because until you know for sure, don't be running around here saying that you can be out today or whatever. Just running around saying crazy so that you don't have to, you don't, that you don't know the information on all the way. It's what some music hustlers in the building I see you. Like, for instance, there was a rumor getting started, which was so much full of crap. So let me go ahead and talk about that, because that was, like, one of the big things that was getting my nerves about it. There was a rumor that they were saying that Lil Boosie got out of jail for only 30 minutes, and then he went right back in because of unpaid child support. What do you I just don't understand about, the social network. What do y'all get this from, man? What did y'all find the time to make up some of the stuff y'all make up with all day and get these stories going and then really get these people believing it? Because I wouldn't, some stuff, you got to do a little bit. I wasn't falling for that one. It just didn't have enough weight. It didn't have enough weight to me to sound like it was official that, that mid nonsense. If he was running around saying and just making rumors that don't make any sense. So, people be quiet. And this is actually a statement on Lil Boosie's fan page. It says Boosie has not been released yet. I got to yell that one. Boosie has not been released yet. And he said there, and then you go to quote on that BS going around Twitter yesterday is just that BS going around Twitter yesterday is just that. It is bullshit. Boosie loves his kids, family, and fans. Boosie should be released in March. And that's on Louisiana time.
Yes, March. I'm waiting on my boo to be out in March. Look at me. I'm just playing. But I love Boosie music.
I just need people to get together, man. I've said it on one show. I've said it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. If y'all plan on storming the Game Castle, going up to the jail, and waiting for him to get out and getting ready at the fool, that's not going to work. They're gonna know what's up. That's going to play part of why they're not going to want you to cut. Why might they be prolonging it too? I can see them doing this. They're going to let them go when they be suspected, so that people can't plan it. So that's why. I need y'all to just calm down. Wait for him to do his official stuff, be out and about, and party all the time. He's doing all that. Then y'all can then celebrate. Then you need to get a celebratory fashion and get ready to support him. But wait, man, y'all so impatient and making up dates. They just starting rumors. Just wait. I want to hear nothing about any more dates. Wait till the man at the freaking jail cell. And like I said, exactly like they said on the fan page, when Louisiana's ready to let him out, Louisiana's going to let him out. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I don't doubt that he's going to be out this year, but I'm not going to sit here and say I know he's going to be out this year. That's the thing. Everybody's acting a fool.
He's going to be out in March. I know he's going to be out in March, steady. I thought he was going to be home for Christmas, but he's coming home.
I ain't picking the month or a day. I just can't see myself doing it. I just can't do it, man. It really has some weight. It really has some weight about him getting out this past weekend, and it did not happen.
I never heard anything about it. I always heard about March. I never heard anything about he was supposed to be getting pushed. He got out and went back in. I never heard that. But that was
nonsense that happened on Twitter yesterday. People were starting rumors. What's so funny is it's a lot of these quote unquote respectable blog sites that just run around just spreading stuff just so they can get a bunch of views. It pisses me off, man. Seriously, go
see,
do your fucking math, man.
Research my stuff before I report it, because I don't want to be the one, helping the rumors. I want to.
Sometimes some stuff is, you can't guess. Like if it's negative, I'm not ready. I don't just jump at the gate and just say wow right away. It's kind of like what they did with Bow Wow. They made a rumor about talking about that he got fired for one of his parts. I mean, it's just freaking crazy. And this is a website. I mean, they know who they are. They've been getting a lot of plug. And in some ways, it's kind of helping them, too. But they're going to get getting sued by a bunch of people soon, because people get tired of them just continually slandering stuff. For no reason. I mean, your first man right is freedom of speech, but people, y'all better go read your goddamn read the amendment all the way. And as a journalist, you need to read that thing right away. Libel and slander. Last time I checked, if y'all say y'all quote unquote got a degree in journalism, heck, I might not have my degree yet, but I tell you one thing Sonny Jay does. He did freaking study that crap while he was in school pretty hard. So I know what to do and what not to do. I got a lot of tragedy to say, but I talk about stuff, and because, you know, I'm not regular about FCC, but I talk trash. I still talk trash, but I make sure that I don't take it too far. It's just sometimes y'all take it way too far.
Look at me, my ass. I'm here thinking about something else. So today I finally, and I know I'm late, but oh well, at least I got it done. I finally went and did my DBA. I'm working on making my business the LLC for my modeling team. So I'm happy about that too.
All right. Well, ma'am, if I'm not mistaken, in the building right now at this moment, we got in the building on Life at the Dust Live, the Hump Day. After those Wednesdays, there is my girl all the way from Kakalaki. From Cali. My girl, Valerie Anderson, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. We were killing some rumors of people. Just people in entertainment news. Making up rumors and just for fun, just to try to get a bunch of views, you know, like we usually do, talk trash.
Definitely understand.
Glad to have have the voice behind read the inspiration of naughty moments of the week.
Yes, I am the voice behind it. I am.
So first off, I want to ask the question that the icebreaker that everyone always likes to ask: how was the weather today over there in Cali?
The weather? Oh my goodness! Okay, it's cold because it's cold. It gets cold in Cali. I live in Berkeley, so we're based out of Berkeley, California, and it's cold right now. I got the heater blasting, 90 degrees up in here. It's cold.
So I guess we swooped the. We sent the cold air y'all direction, and then we got the heat because it was, Texas heat came out this week.
Oh, H-Town is feeling lovely. Look at me. I done just chimed in. Oh, H-Town is feeling so lovely.
My
spaghetti keys, my spaghetti strap shirts.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Look at me, got to rub it in.
I have my shorts, I have my lotion on, showing off the legs. No.
Oh, wow. You guys ain't right. Nah. They just makes me all upset because I like the warm. I don't vacation unless it's warm. So, this is like, this ain't cool.
We dealt with ice and all, so I'm so happy that it seemed like the cold weather is over. I'm so happy.
Now, for those who don't know who you are, let them know who is Valerie Anderson. What part do you play in Notorious Ignati? And first off, what even inspired the company in the first place?
Okay, well, I am the COO, the Chief Operating Officer. My partner, and I call him the Mister, is the CEO. he is the Mister. And what started with Notoriously Naughty really was it's evolved, I can definitely say that. We have a toy company called the Naughty Slumber Party.com, and we used to we still do adult naughty parties. We don't call them pleasure parties. And, ladies, you go to the pleasure parties, they're all the same. Boring strippers, the toys, some girl talking very fast about the toys, trying to get you to buy the toys. And I got tired of going to them. So basically what we did was we took a cocktail party and a cocktail party, and we married and we married them together. And, you know, we serve hors d'oeuvres, but we have men that serve the ladies hors d'oeuvres, rub their feet, feed them. And then we don't have a lot of strippers come through because, you know, that's everybody sees that, and I like to see a whole bevy of them. So, you know, that's not even something, just something a little bit different. And then we have a private lingerie show of the ladies that are in the audience generally, but we also have lingerie models. Well, that evolves into Notoriously Naughty. Well, I am an event planner, but I do not. So don't ask, don't call, because I'll send you someplace else. I don't do weddings. I don't do children's parties. I do divorce parties, romantica parties, as well as, you know, birthday parties for women, men, but on the adult side. So it's a little, you know, can get a little naughty, get a rambunctious, some things like that. But if you're asking me to plan a wedding, you can hang that up, because it's not going to happen, because I don't have the patience for the bridezilla. So anyway, we began to see our movement began to evolve again, because we specialize in black and brown models, all shapes and sizes. So we do not discriminate, but we do not focus on plus size, nor do we focus on the standardization that is in the industry of modeling. We take what normal women look like, everyday girls, around the way girls, and we use them as our models. Of course, we have our own blog, and then someone said, "Hey, can you come out and host a club event?" We were like, "Sure." So we took our toys down, and of course, you know, all the men were ooh ah, you know, like they have never seen a vibrator before. And the women, you know, they touched them, looked at them, but they weren't really interested in buying. But that's how we got our good business and feedback to the Naughty Slumber Party, and we just began hosting it on VIP. And so we host the VIP, we decorate, the girls stand all pretty, and things like that. We still pass the hors d'oeuvres. We mix and mingle. So we evolve a lot. We are a lifestyle brand. We are doing a cruise. This is our first cruise. It's down to Baja, California. We've just acquired our own travel agency for the adults. And so, as I said, we are very much into the lifestyle of eye candy with the brain, sexy with responsibility, and we do preach monogamy, but if you're not going to do monogamy, we say please be responsible. So that's basically what Notoriously Naughty is all about.
Well, I like how you said it, because that's our little coin phrase we say every Wednesday. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, I'm going to be just jumping all over the place, because there's so many things that there's so many things I got going on that I have them all in random order. I'm going to jump into one that definitely is a big talk that when I first got to talk to you, that's what made me connect to you so much was, and that's with Miss Bad. You know, she's doing some big things right now as far as she's pregnant. She's actually pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like is that y'all are you're showing that, hey, it doesn't have to be just you look good pregnant. Y'all making it more of a sexy thing, and I want to go into that. What kind of made y'all decide to go that direction? Because that's what's been missing so much.
Well, actually, what we did was, because Notoriously Naughty is, you know, women and the women's movement. Being a woman, a part of being a woman is being pregnant for most of us. And so we wanted to hearken back to how beautiful the Earth Mother can be. And you see the pictures. We haven't put them out all yet. They're coming into this week, actually, to show how beautiful pregnancy is, how sexy it can be, how inner sexy it can be, the beauty of it. And that is why we did it, because I'm well past being pregnant. You know, I'm a grandmother at this point. So I'm not, you know, but I remember all the mores of being pregnant, what we couldn't show, can't go to the club, and which we don't advocate Nika going into the club, because we do a lot of club events. It's because she's pregnant, one, and she can get hurt, because you know what happens in a club sometimes. So we protect that. But we say you can still model, you can still be sexy, you can still have sex appeal, yes, a mother, being a mother is sacred, but hey, we still like to do the up and down too. And we like to get our, put our red dress on and our dancing shoes, so we wanted to definitely show that side of her. But this, the photo shoot that we just did with Mika Bad is, it's a spoiler alert, is she's the Mother Earth and she's our future. That's what we did. So we took it to that level. We don't have a problem with that. Get ready for Notoriously Naughty. You have, wait till you get a load of us. Whoop, whoop. That's what we always say.
Yeah, that's lucky. Y'all taking a different approach because, I mean, there's, I'm not to say there's no one out there that's showing love to women who are expected mothers. It's not saying that no one's not doing that, but I haven't seen anybody yet take it to that level. And this is what I have been preaching about it for the longest. Like, man, I really want to see someone really go in on this. And it's just good to see somebody who's being a part of the solution instead of part of the problem.
Well, one of the things that we believe in at Notoriously Naughty, as we said, we're eye candy with the brain. Most of the models do work their own job. They have their own careers. They do their own thing. But we have a standard. And one of the things we say is you can be sexy, but use your head. You know, you can be a mother, and you might be a single mother, but you don't have to be a baby mama. You don't have to be all of those things. And so we're showing it in that direction. We're taking a stance of being an urban models and being black and brown. And, you know, it's just a lot of, to me, I'm tired of seeing the sisters twerking. I'm tired of seeing them just naked out there. And it's like, that's all we are. Well, no, we're not a mannequin for a man to jack off to. We are thinking, breathing, sexual beings.
Right. And can I talk about that a lot, too? Like, it's not even a fact. We're not saying, because I'm going to clear it up, too. It's not that we're saying, hey, you can't twerk. Hey, I'm a guy. I'm not saying I don't like seeing a chick twerk. I'm not going to sit here and phone y'all. But when it comes to professionally modeling, You want a wide range of stuff, and if you just continually just go straight for the jugular and say, well, I'm going to keep doing, well, I'm going to all do until I twerk videos, and I'm going to just be butt naked with no purpose, that's where the problem comes in, and that's where we have a problem in the urban industry. It's not having a purpose. It's just, oh, I know I can get quick money real quick if I do this. It's getting old.
Well, one of the things that if you ever read my post, one of the biggest things that I said is, hey, so after twerking and yiking and the turn up, you know, they don't have any 401k. What's your next plan? What you going to do after the body goes? Because to me, you twerking at 30, you know, you on a fast downhill slide. It's not cute anymore because it's just not. I'm not saying don't. Because I twerk inside my house. I'm 48. I brought the twerk. This is what we were doing in the 80s. What these kids are doing is nothing new. It was called the butt when we were doing it, okay, and freaking. That's what we were doing. But all of us have, you know, my circle of friends, we have college degrees and businesses, and so I'm pushing these young ladies to say, have a purpose. If you're going to twerk, what's next? What are you going to do next? What comes after urban modeling? What happens after all of those things? That's what we're saying at this point. You have to have a brain, have a purpose, have a direction. Do something. If you garner money by being a reality star or which is to me is just anyone can be one at this point, no talent. I'm going to go there. But anyway, but what are you going to do later? What happens when your children see that twerking video? How are you going to explain that away? What is your goal? Because at the end of the day, there has to be a goal. So especially as black and brown women, what is your goal? Because we are not objects of just sexuality. We are mothers. We're God-fearing, if that's what you believe in. You have to have something, and I'm tired of seeing us held up in a light as twerking, cuckoo women that want to fight everybody, man-stealing. That's not who we really are fundamentally. And so I just took Notoriously Naughty. Yes, we're naughty. This is who we are. Hey, baby, we like to get down just like you do, and we twerk and all of those things. But at the end of the day, we have a purpose. And so when you're talking about what is a purpose, I don't know. I guess the purpose is to get the hustle and get the fast money, but what happens after the fast money goes away? What are you going to do next?
Exactly. I mean, that's why we call the website on the model blogs I Am So Divine, because when you get divine, you think of a divine purpose. So what is your purpose in what you're doing? This is why I like talking to her even when I'm not on the show. Like, this is what we do.
It is what we do.
I'm going to T. Girl. I know I've let T interrogate you. She does so great.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm doing my interrogating. So, are you currently recruiting or looking for any models in different areas, or right now are y'all still focused on Cali?
We have branched out at one time in Texas and actually in Dallas, and that because I was so far away, I couldn't really see what I wanted to see. We do have a model. She's our first model. She's in Louisiana. She's up and running. But what we've done with our team is we are looking. In fact, we just closed down our recruitment for the year because we stopped on the 15th. And we are expanding to the ATL. But we do it once a year now. We used to do it every 6 months, but now it's once a year because we really need that model to understand the culture, notoriously not a go through our boot camp. And so we are in different places, but San Diego and the Bay are our home base. So we are very focused here, but we are spreading to the ATL. And we might revisit Texas. We just have to have someone that is strong, dedicated, that can run the team, because I will only be able to fly in and check you out every once in a while, and if I see you doing something wrong, I'm going to fire you. So it has to be that type of situation.
Simple. There it is.
There, I fire. So I will fire you.
Okay.
It's a business, and it's an image.
Exactly.
And so, yes. So we do, like I said, we do have those feelers out there. We're just waiting for the right young ladies to become Miss Notoriously Naughty Texas, Miss Notoriously Naughty ATL. That's who we're looking for. But it's just hard. So we closed it down for the year. We won't be opening it back up until next January. Boot camp is 6 months. It is intense. We say many are called, few are chosen. And half of them drop out because they can't handle it. So it's organized.
Oh, Lord. She said can't handle it. Got me over here curious.
what they can't handle, one of the things that they can't handle, I'll tell you what they can't. They cannot handle the dedication.
Me? I don't like asking too big and too deep. Look.
Yeah. You're not going deep. You're not going, I don't have a problem telling you. They can't handle the dedication. A lot of them can't handle the demands that Notoriously Naughty has of them. And one of them is promotion. What we call the basic function of a model for Notoriously Naughty is promotion. If you think that Queen Latifah and them are not promoting Revlon and CoverGirl and whatever else, that's called promotions. And I don't think that a lot of young ladies understand. They think they can take a selfie and say that they're a model. No, boo. A selfie does not make you a model. A selfie just makes you a homegirl taking a picture.
He did not work the clap said. Look at him. Wait.
I wrote my very first magazine article before I even started my magazine was based on it. It was called Social Models versus Real Models, and it was about that. All these people who want to say book me and ask me for my rates, and all they got is a bunch of selfies everywhere. Yeah, this person is called Polaroids, give people an idea of you. But if you're going to make that say that's professional pictures, get the heck out of here. Just
right.
Because you're using your Galaxy, whatever, don't say that you got professional pictures.
No, no, no. And I have thousands of girls that will inbox me with a selfie, and they can't even greet me properly. They go, hey, how you doing, girl? No, boo.
Ooh.
I am
no,
not your girl. I'm going to be your boss. Yes.
Look, so let me ask you this. What are some things, and this is what I ask a lot of people, what are some basic things you feel like when a model approach you and they say, I'm a model, what are some things that they should have or they should possess?
They should possess a full body shot, professional, not a selfie, a headshot. They should have a modeling resume, and they need to be able to sit down and talk to me. Speak proper diction in English. That's what they need to do.
She is so funny. Okay. Okay, that's a bait. Okay, yeah.
But I know I'm not stuck up now, because I do that too. That's why I send those questionnaires out to the people. You learn real quick about them questionnaires, how they are, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always the type, anytime I'm interviewing, whether it's models, agencies, whatever it is, I'm always like the one reiterating that I think that it's very important if a model claim says that they're a model, that they should have a professional portfolio. So
they definitely should.
That's just my little take.
They definitely should. And I have a lot of professional models in my network, and you can tell the difference. And I always say, and I'm just going to have to really stress this, you are going up against a million beautiful faces. You can be replaced every day. Do not come in there half-stepping with some pictures from Walgreens. Come in there with a leather portfolio bag, dress business attire, not in hoochie mama attire. Come in there dressed like you're going to a real job, zooted and booted is what we say. Don't come in there wearing a pair of your rainbow sandals and some outfit that you should be at the beach in, because that's not what we're looking at. We're looking, can you represent my company in a professional manner? Yes, you are a canvas, a blank canvas, but you have to be able to present yourself. And a lot of models, I don't know, I guess they watched, I don't know what they was watching, America's Top Model, and thought that was real. That's not real. And so that's reality TV. That's fiction / half-scripted reality TV. Ford agency is not going to look, they're going to look at you and say, you come in there with your selfie, on your cell phone, they're going to say, go home and try that over again for me. And that's one of the things I don't think that a lot of women understand. They don't. So I'm kind of mean, so that's bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. I'm glad to hear this, because, I mean, a lot of times I just make sure that I'm not – it's always good to hear that from other people who run and stuff like that. And just to hear that I'm not being mean, that – I'm pretty nice, but I'm fair and tough. I'm not gonna, that's just a thing. Like you said, talking, being able to talk. Cause I learn a lot of times people come to this show, and they're guests on here. I learn a lot about them really quick, and you can learn how they can carry them. You learn how they carry themselves really quickly when they come to the show. So that's one of the reasons why we do the interviews.
Right. I think one of the things that people don't understand, and I'm sorry, my parents were freedom riders. I grew up in the 70s when you spoke, as I guess a nice word is Ebonics or urban now, because even white folks want to speak like that. You didn't do that in front of to get a job. You didn't do that. You spoke with the proper English and diction, because that's what we aspired to do. I think a lot of people have gotten so, I don't know if it's a lackadaisical attitude or so comfortable, but when you see a person go, yeah, you know, and they don't even, and your audience doesn't even understand what they're saying, I'm like, why are you, just go home and get a new book, and I will turn you off, because if I can't understand you, even though I understand, because I have a 29-year-old daughter, so I pretty much know what they're saying. And most of my models are under the age of 30, but I just think that there should be a way you should present yourself and articulate, because there's a portion of this country that thinks that black and brown, I'm talking about Mexicans and black folks, are ignorant and uneducated, and we're violent, and all our women are whores. And then when you get up there speaking like that, you just, you know, make that propaganda far more prevalent, and that's the norm, and it's become stereotypical. And normally, that's not really how you speak. In fact, I bet you half of those rappers that are rapping there, they speak like a nerd at home. But when they get out there in the streets, because that's their persona, they got to show that I'm a gangsta, or you know, a woman's like, yeah, I'm getting turned up tonight, because that's what the kids want to hear. But the people, the money makers, the people that have the real money, they're all, look at this ignorant fool right here. Yeah, we're going to take them for a ride. And people don't understand that.
Well, a great example, 2 Chainz, this guy has a degree, and he had a good GPA. Not just a degree, he had a good GPA. And I tell him all the time, like, if you think that's what you need, it is one thing, if you try to live like that every day, that's where the craziness comes into me.
But then, I think that also that, but then I understand, I don't know, it's just society, period, because if he made music about education and stuff, people probably wouldn't listen. But then I say that if they make more stuff like that, then it inspires kids to do better. So I don't know, the society.
Well,
it's just going to desensitize now.
There you go. Because when we were listening to rap, and I'm just going to keep it real, when we were listening to the rap, that it was all about education. It was all about, yes, there was gangster rap, and gangster rap overtook the industry because they saw that it made money, and then, you know how it goes. And so they began to exploit it, because really what gangster rap was about was happening in the streets in that neighborhood. But a lot of rappers, when I was listening to it, and I don't listen to it much anymore because I'm just older, and, I'm not going to be out there shaking my booty. So I don't listen to a lot of it anymore, but I'm in touch with it because I'm in the club. It's just that when we listen to it, that was our music. And I just think that if you, the famous line in Malcolm X's movie, if you read the autobiography, it's there too, you feed them dirty water, all they're going to drink is the dirty water. Why not put out something positive and keep putting out positive? Because, that does, it turns the culture around. We would not have voted for a black president if there was no rap. People don't get that the movement is real and it touched people. Barack Obama would not have been acceptable if there was no Run DMC. Well, let's keep it 100. And so people need to understand that if you give them something good to listen to, then you're going to give a positive change. If you're talking about, I met her in the room over there around the corner and we were screwing and twerking and all of that, these girls and these boys think that's real life, and it's not, because these folks aren't doing that. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You definitely have to change it somewhat. I'm not saying, I like 2 Chainz sometimes. I mean, he's got a funky little beat every now and then. But when I get to listen to them words, I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I can remember.
I know with some of it it does. You just be like, dang.
Right. And I can remember my mother saying
this, beat it.
He's right, right. And my mother would have never allowed me to listen to that. Right. But at the end of the day, it's what's popular. That's what sells.
Yeah, but that's why I say society is messed up, because we have the power to change everything, but we do nothing. We sit here and accept, let it change us. So
someone has to
When a woman running around saying, when a woman's running around saying this, it makes it hard for you to be empowering for you to say, hey, we're going to make these rappers stop saying that about ladies. But when you accept a title, that makes it hard. And the thing I'm talking about is like when a girl says, I'm a bad bitch. You're accepting that title? Explain where the heck that came in it.
That you're four dogs, you're a dog in heat. That's what that came from. And if that's what you are, then, hey, baby, more power to you. But why don't you say, I'm a great mom. I'm a boss chick. I'm a CEO. I'm a job creator. Say those type of things.
But see, that's what I'm saying, because if you think about Beyonce and Jay-Z, he called Beyonce. Of course, we know she's wifey, but he referred to her baby mama. So it's like, did he say my, he refers to her sometimes in some of the songs as a bitch. So, and she referred to herself now, as one often. So it's like society, it's crazy. I just think if people would think about the music or the things they do, like Lil Wayne on the front of magazines with his pants all low, that's not the type of message you want to have kids, you don't want.
But see, here's I'm gonna pose this to parents. One of the things is, I don't care what the artist is doing, because he has the right to do that. It is we, the parent, that controls what goes in and out their ears, what comes in that house. No, you can't control what's outside. But if you give them a good foundation and say, hey, that's not cool, something is going to change. But you know what's happened? No one is saying that anymore, because it's all about the money. It's all about that green, what's selling. And so then you've got, I think it's ridiculous that someone who's 12 years old can rap to a whole song but cannot say the Declaration of Independence, cannot remember anything like that.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous situation. But at the end of the day, it becomes to the parent. So, hey, if you want to raise a little twerking hoe, go do that, girlfriend. Just remember, when she brings them babies home, them yo babies too. That's what I'm saying.
I know, and I see people on social sites posting pictures of their daughters twerking. And I'm like, come on now. Come on now. We got a lot of pervs on social sites and stuff. You don't know what guys are doing to your baby picture. You just do it posting it, oh, my baby twerking, but it's pervs out here.
With a box of Kleenex watching your baby, with a box of Kleenex with your baby twerking. Yes, you're absolutely right, but it takes someone my age to teach someone younger that that's not cool. And so the call is for people my age to reach to the younger generation, just like the older generation reached up to us. And if that is what Notoriously Not is about, I'm bringing it back. We're going to be sexy and all that, but we're ladies at the end of the day. We're going to do that. We're going to run this. We do this. We are the CEOs. You're not going to tell us who we are and what we're about. We're going to tell you who we are and what we're about. That's Notoriously Naughty. It takes this one person. Yep. Now you know.
I like it.
Thank you.
No, I'm going to put you on the spot because, we always had the segment, Naughty Moments of the Week. And let me tell you something. Something I've heard of this show. I heard of something I wouldn't even have thought I would ever have heard. Every week, somebody says something, and it trumps what the last person says, and you're looking around like, what? Like, the main thing, everybody has to think about garages over here or something. And I write to you, like, it was like, remember the one week, there was one guy told me he did something in the garage. And then the next week, somebody else told me they did something in the garage. Like, wow, garage is like the number one answer. That's the number one answer here now.
Making me want to do it in the garage.
Right?
Oh,
what's going on
in
the garage? Power tools? I don't know. Wow, the garage. I guess the power tools make it happen. I figured that. I mean, you know, people are closet freaks. They're going to come out and tell you a little something about themselves, especially when they're anonymous. They're going to say, hey, this is what I was doing. I mean, you know, we're all sexual beings. So I could definitely – I hear – you should see my inbox sometimes. I mean, I get – my personal inbox, I get pictures and questions.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I'm like, would you please – and I had to tell one dude, I know it doesn't look that big. Please stop sending me those things. And I have to, I don't want to.
That's me all the way. Why do that? I said, oh, you got a close-up. Stop
this. Exactly. Like, please don't do that anymore. And I had to put out a purple summer for now. Announcement.
She
like,
is as crazy as me. Oh, my God. I thought I was the only one put them on blast.
Yeah, I'm like, please don't do that.
That's a close-up, boo.
And I'll just delete you. But, yeah, there's a lot of – I mean, my inbox, I get all kinds of questions. And can your girls come out and just rub me with their feet? I'm just like, wow, you got a foot fetish like that? Yeah. People are closet freaks. They just pretend like they're sticks in the mud. I would love to listen to you. Every Wednesday, I've been listening. You got some folks. You got some problems. I was like, woo.
I listen to some of them. I had to pray until I got this show. I was like, Lord, I just yeah.
Well, hey, baby. You opened the door. They walked through it.
You hear some freaky stuff, but it's always like, especially if you're a freaky person yourself, it's like you do some freaky stuff, but when you hear other people's stuff and you hear the extremes, wow.
One of our first businesses, my husband and my first, the Mister, first business was a porn site called Come a Little Harder. Those were our initials. And there was an amateur part of the porn site, and my eyes would just be like, you know, watering, because I was like, what are you doing? And then when we got to the bestiality, I was just too through. I said, you know what? We might not want to be doing this no more. I mean, just the things that I've seen, I'm pretty numb to it at this point. But when I hear it, I'm like, do you really think that's something to be telling people? You might want to keep that little fetish to yourself. But, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, but people are freaks. I mean, you know, come on now. Think about it. You all buttoned
up. I've got a little freak in them. I'll tell you. I'm going to give y'all I can't give y'all not my naughty moment that I had in mind because that's a little. Yeah.
My birthday party is this Friday, Forbidden, and my birthday party, my table is called 50 Shades of Valerie because it's off the 50 Shades of Grey because, you know, I like that book. I read all three there. Mm-hmm. So,
coming out this year, too.
I don't need the movie because my Mr. Gray is a black man. I don't need no white boy. So I look at Mr. Gray as being a black man, and he's my mister. So this is that's my fantasy. So I don't want to see the movie. I don't want to destroy it. But the book is quite good, but that tells you about the inner psyche of people's sexuality. I mean, I'm telling you, the things I've heard. I mean, I can remember when I was a girl, we didn't do the thing. We didn't talk about the things that we did. Let's just say that. We were.
Oh, my God.
Right. Like, if your mama said, I didn't give head, she's lying. We did it.
I know. You ain't
right.
Let mom know that no, where no head is, don't know where no booty is.
That's
no,
all
no,
lies.
You know,
all
you
lies.
Just, no, you don't talk about
Yeah. We just didn't talk about it. I'm all lies. But, you know, now
all
y'all just out. This generation here, I've seen some. I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow, y'all are out there in the open.
Like that. I'm young, but I'm secretive. Like, you can't just know all of that. Like, I'll tell you something.
Sometimes
so
I give you, I give people a little bit of something to talk about. Look, you know, a play-by-play. This is where I did it exactly this moment at this second.
I give them
a little something to go, oh, okay.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things is I was teaching a class, and we do a life makeover class every year. And one of the things that I had taught, and we haven't done ours this year, we open it up to a group of ladies. We come in, we talk, we drink, we cry, we unshackle our feet, talk about men, baby daddies, and money problems. And one of the things that I said that women should might want to do, even though we're all freaks. I don't care what anyone says. And if you're not a freak, you got a problem. Is to let it come out gradually. So your man's used to the missionary position the first year. You're like, oh, no, I don't get head. No, you can't touch it back there. Year three, give him a little head and let him hit it from the back a couple of times and just keep graduating to that so he can discover something a little bit newer. And when you do those things, it gets real freaky real fast, but it's an intimate freaky. See, I like intimate freaky. I don't want to be freaky with just anybody. That's sex advice from a 48-year-old grandmother.
There's fucking and then there's freaking. There's two different things, mm-hmm. I guess.
Intimate freaking is different than just freaking, because you can freak with a bendable buddy. You can have a bendable buddy, or you can have drive-through pussy, and you can freak. But if you have a person that, yes, I call it drive-through pussy. You niggas know what I'm talking about. You men, oh, I'm sorry. All you men out there know what I'm talking about. You get all them different women, the drive-through. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Those, there's that. And then there's the bendable buddy.
And see, I'm so blurred right now because I don't know what the hell she's talking about, but I don't want to be like.
I was the same way, Lee.
You don't know what
bendable,
you're talking about
bendable buddies. Bendable buddy is your friend that you can bend all different types of ways. She's like Gumby, or he's like Gumby, but you don't have a relationship. You just bend with each other.
Okay.
Okay? But drive-through pussy is for those men that just do what they want to do with anything. You know, the girls drive up, hey, baby, how you doing? Can I get some ass? And, you know, you come in, you don't even have to take them on a date. Don't have to take them to McDonald's. Don't have to do anything. They just come through.
Oh, my.
You can have all of that if you want that. But I'm saying, but there's intimate freakiness, and that's with that person that you love or you have a serious relationship with. And you guys are exploring, you know, you're doing it seven ways a Sunday, but with each other, because you're exploring each other. I think that's the best way. But, you know, I'm just not giving up the booty, and I'm not letting you just go down on me and I just met you, because I have issues with that. And so I just tell everybody, you know, hey, just figure out each other. Take some time. It's better that way. The come is harder when you know
it
each
really
other.
It really is, because it's a lot. Like, I like those experiences, like just having sex all the time. No, I like those experiences where when you're more intimate and it's like,
mm-hmm.
you feel like y'all spirits are changing, you know, connected, and then, you know, y'all are one.
Right. And, you know, men say that we're fantasizing, but no, you guys, you men know what I'm talking about when your toes curl up and you're, baby, I love you. You guys, you know what I'm talking about, but you cannot just get that from your back door hoe. You know,
no,
you can't just get
that
from your back door hoe. You can get that from that woman that you love. See, I'm going to keep it real. I'm 48 years old. I'll tell you about a back door hoe in a heartbeat. And so I always tell my girlfriends, either you're going to walk through the door and be the front door hoe, or walk through the back, and expect to leave through the back, by the way. But I'm not even a front or back door hoe. I'm a starter wife. I'm the starter. I'm the finisher. I'm the alpha and the omega. So I'm going to teach you, and we're going to have it together. That's what I believe in. So if you're in that place, in that vein, you're going to have a good time in the bed. Now, if you're just a back door hoe, you're going to roll over to the side. He doesn't love me. Then it comes all messed up. I mean, you know, why go that route? Just get some intimate freaking going on. Yeah, a quickie, that's good too. As long, you know,
it works sometimes. It does.
It's fabulous. Don't touch that. No, don't touch me there. No, I don't want you to do that. Just put it in, baby. That's
right.
Hey, I'm telling you, 48-year-olds still do it. We still do it. We still do it. You guys just don't know that. Your moms and dads, they're still doing it. You guys just don't live at home anymore. And we're even
don't
freakier.
Don't put that image in my head. Don't put that image in my head.
Blue 42. Then you're done.
Look.
I hurt your feelings over there? No. When you guys moved out, when all of our kids moved out, it gets it's fabulous. Because, you know, we're by ourselves. Just saying. Hey, you
like
naughty mama.
My father said, balls going one way, Justin going the other way.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you a couple last ultimate questions. One,
mm-hmm.
and because you talked about this a lot throughout your discussions, as far as black and brown love, what can we do to? What is it going to take for more of us? Because a lot of people they do this now. Yes, I understand. I mean, I'm not. You know, I know me. I love all kind of races, but for
mm-hmm.
me personally. I date, man. I really haven't stepped outside to the brown side, but as far as mainly black women, that's who I pretty much talk to. But you know, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, well, black men not doing it for me no more. I'm going to white men or black men say the same thing about black women. What is it going to take for us to get this mindset that it doesn't matter what race you go to, it's still going to be the same thing?
I think that one of the things that people have to understand, especially in this day and age, love sees no color, nor does lust. Okay, let's just keep that part up front, you know. So it's going to be, I can honestly say that from experience that, yes, there's drama in white and black love, and there's drama in black and black love, and there's drama in black and brown, or however you want to mix it, black, yellow, purple, green. There's drama. You know, them snap shows are made about a lot of white folks killing their wives and husbands and stuff. You know, you don't see a lot of black folks doing that. So there's always drama. And you just – one of the things that I've learned, one of the things that I'm going to really express to anyone who's listening, in order to cultivate true love, it takes time. You cannot meet someone, screw them tomorrow, move in next week, and then you find out that there's an Uncle Ralph and Uncle Ricky up in the closet, or he's an unsub for those who watch Criminal Minds. He's an unsub, and
yeah.
He's a stalker. He's going to kill you. I mean, you have to take your time. I'm going to just give you this little personal insight. My mister and I met in 2001. We did not be – 2001, dating off and on, being bendable off and on. We did not become a couple until 2006. So I knew him in 2001. We did not become a couple until 2006. It took us all of that time to figure out we wanted to kick it, as he calls it, with each other. Get to know, and believe me, there was drama inside of the relationship, but we got to grow and know each other. You have to know each other. How can you know? Love does not happen in 2 weeks. How many times have you heard someone, God, love me some him, and the next week, did you know he was cheating on me? He's got 10 kids. You didn't take time to know this person.
Yeah.
You have to get to know someone, and that is what I say, black and brown, white and black, whatever, you have to know them. And before you try to know them, how about learning how yourself? That's topper right there. Know who you are. We all have boundaries and standards, and if you do not put those out there in the beginning of your relationship, trust and believe all the boundaries that you kept secret are going to be trampled on by that person because they didn't know about them. You have to talk. You have to get to know each other. That's the bottom line.
Good advice.
I mean, hey,
great
I'm just
advice.
Keeping it real. I'm keeping it. I'm gonna say it honestly. I've been married twice. And my first husband, we were kids. We were too young. My second husband, I shouldn't have married him. He's like an old pair of jeans that were comfortable. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying it was real, girls. Keep it real with you.
Look, I like them jeans sometimes.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and marry them jeans. Right. So but at the end of the day, even though I never got to know my second husband, and because I didn't get to know my second husband, when I woke up, he had beaten me. He was an abuser. He was a womanizer. He decided, hey, I'm not going to work anymore. And I ended up packing up my bags and moving back home to Northern California. So you have to know who who you're dealing with. And if you don't know that, and you have to know yourself, and I can honestly say I don't think men should be getting married until they're about 35 or 40, to be honest, because they need to play. And
thank you. Somebody listens to me.
They do not.
I'm immature nowadays.
And women should not get married until they're about 30. Why? Because we are vastly different who we were at 20 than we are at 30. You shouldn't, because all, okay, look, the wedding day is just one day. Marriage is every day. And that's real.
Yes.
That's real. And so what you, what, living with somebody, you playing house. Okay, but it's still hard to get out of. So when you think I'm gonna just leave this bitch, I'm just gonna leave this nigga, that's how you guys are talking to each other. No, that's not the way it works. So you gotta divide up the stuff. Hurts going through each other. It's the same thing. Do not invest in a relationship if you're not willing to invest in yourself. And do not commit to the word relationship in marriage. Commit to the person. Because that person is not perfect. That person has flaws. That person has pain and baggage. Because if you're black, if you're brown, hell, if you're white, you got baggage. You carrying it all up into that relationship. And most of us will unpack it in the middle of a relationship. So you have to get to know each other. And stop running to live with each other the second day you met each other. Because that's not going to work. And not unless you're trying to get some money and save some bills. And just say we're roommates and we're bendable buddies. Say that.
Yeah.
Bendable buddies.
Gumby.
That's what my next single will make. It's going to be called Bendable Buddies. Yes, baby. I'll see how far your legs can go back.
You're funny.
Oh, man. Okay, so again, let everybody know the events you got coming up, of course. And by the way, your birthday was yesterday, so happy belated
birthday.
Yes, I'm on the water sign at Aquarius. Hey.
We are friends that say happy birthday to our people when they have their birthday. Let me bring up my friends in.
You can bring your friends in? You can bring them in?
Yes.
No, we have a party on Friday. That's the forbidden event, but that's for ladies only, and that's where my birthday party will be, and that's in Hayward. And then we have the Tank event on San Diego. That's our San Diego division with Dread. There'll be a Club Fuse in San Diego in the Gas Lamp District. Tank will be hosting an all-ladies event. And then we have, that's two big ones right now coming up.
I've been looking. I'm might try to sneak into going to Trouble with the Curves.
You want to go on our cruise, the Trouble with the Curves? That's our big one. That's August the 31st.
That's my birthday. That's actually my birthday. My birthday is on September 3rd.
Oh, and we will be on the water.
I was peeping. I was like, it might be a fun birthday excursion for me.
Yes, and it'll be the Notorious C90 team, and we have people coming from the Bay Area and San Diego. So it's going to be kind of nice. And we have a whole deck to ourselves. I mean, it's our deck. It's where we, you know, our rooms are, our cabins. So, you know, and the Imagination is a fabulous cruise ship. It has a water slide. It's going down. We're going to have a nice time. Yeah, we're going to have a nice time. Yes. Come on,
right.
Mr. Man. You definitely need, you might want to get on that cruise ship with us.
No, I saw it was my birthday. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. No, it's my birthday. Because that's crazy. Last past year, I was going to do a yacht party on the on the lake. But that's even better, so.
Think about it. We'll have a good time, and we're gonna have someone videotaping it. It's gonna be fabulous, and you'll get to see Mika Bad and Naughty Diamond and Shy. They'll all be there taking pictures. We have OMS. He's coming out taking pictures of the models. It's gonna be fabulous, and we have a meet and greet. We have a meet and greet that night, cocktail party. It's going to be a good time.
I cannot wait. Again, I want to thank you for coming to the show. I want to thank you for, you know, being a person in the show. Hey, you know, black business, we do support each other. And
we
can do it professionally. and still have fun while you support each other. Because a lot of people, they get confused. They don't know how to do both in one sitting and do it the right way.
I think with the black businesses, there's a lot of haterade going out there. And that's just, I don't know why that is. I think that some people take it too authoritarian. Reality is, if you're in business, it has to be your passion, and that means it has to be fun. There it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the name of the person, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, if I'm a threat, but I just understand this. There's always something. There's a difference in competition and just completely just trying to make a slander, just make a slander war. When a person did nothing to deserve the stuff you're saying at all, it's crazy. Because, I mean, you know who you are. I'm going to put it out there. But there was one person who decided to go this extra mile and was hating. And his captions that he had were inaccurate. So it was just crazy. But what I did, because this is going to teach y'all a lesson out there. The best thing to kill somebody with when they want to act rude is kindness. I told the
That's
man,
right.
I said, thank you for your constructive criticism, and God bless you in your business, man. And I'm hashtag black businesses supporting black businesses. The thing is, that kills it.
I think at the end of the day, you don't want to cultivate beef. I mean, and there's a lot of businesses or women's groups that there weren't even in existence when Notoriously Naughty came out, and I used to get so mad. Why is she doing it like me? And then one day I just said, hey, you know, went into my inner chi, talked to the mister. He said, hey, imitation is the best form of flattery. And so I always say to people, while you're watching me, I'm 2 years ahead of you because my mind is someplace else. And there's plenty of money out here for all of us. So let's go get it and be real about it. We don't have to tear each other down to get it. Because if you got to tear me down to get it, then your business and your vision is not authentic. Because that's the reality of it. Your vision, I've had people do ugly things in this business. When I say it's a cold business, the entertainment world, get your raincoat, your boots, your mink, because it's cold out here. But at the end of the day, you don't get anywhere when it's all about you and you're going to tear someone down. In a business, you have to give back to each other. You have to share. You have to be willing to help someone. That is how you put good business karma out there, was when you're a good business person and you do it honestly with integrity, you are going to go far. You might not become a millionaire, but people are going to know your name, know your wares, whatever it is that you're selling, whatever you're trying to do, and they're going to say, hey, I like this person because this person is good. And you know what? I got a referral off of you because of that person. It's word of mouth. But when you're always bashing that person and talking bad about that person or that business, don't you know you're drawing attention to how stupid you look? And those people are going to go seek out that business just to see what they're doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. People always wonder how I talk, and that's why you notice I didn't use a name. I say the show when people do that, it's called, I call that free promotion. I don't give free promotion to people who have no cares about me. So,
I mean, one of the things I can tell you is that as a woman in business, and I'm passionate, it took my better half, my mister, to really teach me. You don't let them ever see you sweat. You never feed into it. And if you feed into it, you're just as dumb as they are. And I have a bad temper. I tell people every day I am human. But he really taught me not to be cold, but to look at it for what it is. And when a person does that, he told me, he said his mother told him, look at the person who's always talking and look at the person who's always silent. The one who's always talking is the one you need to watch a whole lot closer, and not in a good way. So, you know, you did the right thing. Thank you and keep on moving, because at the end of the day, if you feed into it, then you look just as crazy as that person. And then there must be some truth, because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, thank you for coming through. Remind everybody how they can stock your business, as we like to call it. How can you stock it?
You can go on
for all the ones that don't know.
You can go to Facebook /or/ NN Team. That's Notoriously Naughty. You can find us on Facebook. Our website is down right now. We are revamping it. That's notoriouslynaughty.net, but it's being rebuilt. Then you can go to our toy store, which is thenaughtyslumberparty.com. And that's how you can find me. If you want to email me or anything like that, business events, you can inbox me at Valerie V. Love Anderson 1, or you can hit me on Valerie@thenaughtyslumberparty.com. You can always find us. We're everywhere. And Twitter, Butterfat84. Look at that.
Damn.
I'm on Twitter, but my Instagram, it just has one blinged out bra that I made a couple of months ago. I don't even Instagram. I said, y'all doing too much on Instagram. I can't keep up with Instagram. So that's all you're going to see is this one picture of this blinged out bra. So that's about it. That's about it.
Well, remind everybody, if y'all miss any parts of the show, you know how y'all can always check it out. Go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY, letter J, S, letter J. And then you can also, if you go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and you can listen to our iTunes for free. Yes, for free on iTunes. And if you want to store your mobile device that is not an Apple device, you can download Beyond Pod. Go on the Play Store to download that, then search Dust Spot Radio Network in the feeds, and it will pop up, bam, because of the store on the go at your own leisure any time, any day. So there you go. That's how y'all can stalk us.
No, oh, wow. I'll be stalking you then.
Yes. Oh, hey. I know why you're like, where's the mobile version? We've been on that, y'all. We've been on mobile. Where have you been? So we, again, everyone, definitely appreciate you guys. I remind y'all of the special, the public service announcement for every week. Y'all know what it is. If you're going to help somebody, please do it responsibly. All right.
Yes.
That being said, we're rolling on out. This is your boy, Ceddie J. Got my girl, T. Marie, mm-hmm. in the building. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J,
there's a T.
Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Yeah. So, yes, we are rolling on out, everyone. Again, really appreciate you for coming through. It was fun. It was real, raw, and definitely, it was educational. It was very educational for those, that didn't put on game by themselves.
Thank you. I loved being here, and whenever you want me to come back, I'm always available.
All right, everybody. We out. Peace.
Bye-bye.